This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're about to finish making fun of Dome. That's always a really good time. We are going to get to emails. We'll dive into, once again, how communists lie about everything at all times. All that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, Dome's doing her book tour. We just laid all that out. But this is the little bit I wanted to talk about. People are so afraid of offending others. And in this hyper-political climate, people can't speak truth. They're too afraid to speak truth. What if they get offended? What if they complain? What if they yell? What if they do this? What if they do that? Here's something everybody knows in politics, demographically. The black community in the United States of America has, well, I don't want to boil it down to two things, but there politically are two things everybody knows about the black community in America. They're going to vote Democrat the majority of the time, although that number is dwindling for Democrats. Black men especially are drifting towards Republicanism, but that's another thing entirely. But you can, if you're a Democrat, you can kind of bank on getting the majority of the black vote. And everybody knows homosexuality is not popular in the black community, to put it mildly. They may vote Democrat, but that's not a thing they like at all. Culturally, that is something that is rejected and rejected loudly in the black community. I need to remind you of the funniest and greatest political stunt of all time. The gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, decides he's going to throw his teeny tiny hat in the ring and try to become the Democrat nominee for president. Remember, you can't become the Democrat nominee for president without the black vote. Black people are 13% of the American population, but in critical swing states, you have to win to be the Democrat nominee. They are a juggernaut, an absolute juggernaut. If you want to be the Democrat nominee for president, you have to win the black vote. This is, by the way, not to get too sidetracked here, a huge reason why Democrats, especially ones with presidential aspirations, will say some of the most ridiculous, over-the-top, frankly, completely racist things about white people when they're running. Like, remember, everyone remembers Joe Biden telling a room full of black people that Republicans were going to put them, and I quote, back in chains. Why would you say that? It's not just because Joe Biden's an idiot and a loser. You have to win over the black community to become the nominee. Okay, we got that. Pete Buttigieg runs for president. He's not getting any traction in the black community because he's gay. That's why he's gay. Liberal white women, they're all down for the gay stuff. The black community is not. So he does, and you can go look at this. There's video of it, pictures of it all over the internet. He does black outreach. Now, black outreach for Democrats is always ham-fisted. It's always over the top. It always looks terrible. There's no way around that. People remember Hillary Clinton telling black people she carries hot sauce in her purse. Joe Biden famously told the story of almost getting in a razor blade fight with the black gangster named Corn Pop. All these just crazy, stupid, over-the-top, ridiculous lies. Pete Buttigieg went the other way and chose to drink a 40 out of a brown paper bag with some black dudes. Surprise, surprise, that didn't get him any traction in the black community. Soon, you had to give up your dreams of being president, and he had to accept the role of transportation secretary. Okay, I know that sucks, right? And things didn't work out. Now that brings us to next time. Joe Biden decides, it was decided for Joe Biden that he couldn't run again. Dome is handed the nomination because Democrats are a bunch of crooks. Kamala Harris is on her book tour. She's sitting down with Rachel Maddow. Now, everything I just told you about the black community and their feelings about homosexuality and all that stuff, all those things are things everyone knows. Republicans know it. Democrats know it. White people know it. Black people know it. Mexicans know it. It's a thing. Everyone knows. This is how she tried to say what I just said without saying it. And this is why I despise politicians so freaking much. They can't ever just say things. And I should note before I play it, what you're about to hear, this is part of the reason Donald Trump is so popular, because even when he says things that offend you or you hate, it's at least authentic and he's willing to say them. Listen to this hilarious exchange.
To say that he couldn't be on the ticket effectively because he was gay is hard to hear.
No, that's not what I said. That he couldn't be on the ticket because he is gay. My point, as I write in the book, is that to be a black woman running for president of the United States and as a vice presidential running mate, a gay man, with the stakes being so high, it made me very sad, but I also realized it would be a real risk. We had such a short period of time.
I'm sorry. I'm going to start it over again because she tries to every qualifier in the world to try to say what she wants to say, but can't say it. First of all, as a black woman, already she's trying to put up the shield that's worked for her forever. Whoa, I'm a black woman. You can't say anything against me. So she has to toss that out there. But then she has to try to throw in all these words where she's saying, I couldn't do it because he's gay. Well, it's just as a black woman and the risk factor, it's just so magnificent watching these liars try to do this stuff. I'm starting it again. I can't help it. I enjoy it.
To say that he...
Yeah, good point, Chris. What does she mean by risk? You say you didn't... The fact that he was gay is not the reason you didn't hire him, but then you go on to say... There's risk. What risk are we talking about, Dome?
To say that he couldn't be on the ticket effectively.
Maybe it's monkeypox.
To say that he couldn't be on the ticket effectively because he was gay is hard to hear.
No, that's not what I said. That he couldn't be on the ticket because he is gay. My point, as I write in the book, is that to be a black woman running for president of the United States... And as a vice presidential running mate, a gay man, with the stakes being so high, it made me very sad. But I also realized it would be...
I forgot that part. Hey, it made her sad.
...a real risk. We had such a short period of time. And the stakes were so high.
It was too risky. The stakes were so high. I'm a black woman. I felt bad, but no, it was totally because he's gay. I've missed her. And then you hear stuff like that and you really understand more polling like this.
Well, let's take a look at her net favorable ratings nationwide. You know, back in October of 2024, she was at minus 5 points. Not exactly great, but pretty close to the zero mark, right? Pretty close to even. But now down under she goes. She's at minus 13 points. That's an 8-point drop. Since the general election among the overall electorate, she is not well liked at this particular point. The American people, they don't want this. They don't want her. And get this, she's 37 points underwater with independents. If you can't win independents, you can't win the election. And the bottom line is, with those in the center of the electorate, those who are the most up for grabs, she is way, way, way underwater. She is definitely swimming with the fishes.
I maintain my prediction that I had before. I think Dome sits out the 2028 election. Everyone thinks she's going to run again. And don't get me wrong, she is a moron and she's very ambitious. But I think she probably understands two things. One, she is not old. Certainly not old when it comes to politics in America. I think she's 60. She's close to it, 60, 61. That's not old at all. It's not old, period. But in politics in America, it's not old. She's not old. She has time. And she also understands she has one more shot. One more shot. Gavin Newsom, J.B. Pritzker, these two appear to be the leaders in the clubhouse right now, trying to make it all about them. I think she knows there's probably no room for her this time. I could see her sitting this out, spending this time trying to be the good little Democrat, build up your fundraising base, and trying to ride it out. And, yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Right now, the Trump administration, not just with you and me, the Trump administration is popular. For a president at this point in time, he's actually quite popular. She's looking at J.D. Vance. She's looking at Marco Rubio. The assassination only helped our approval numbers. It didn't help Democrats. It hurt them badly. I think maybe she's reading the tea leaves. My prediction is she sits it out. My prediction is this as well. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse, you'll find a good employee the first day. You know why I make that prediction? Because 4 out of 5 employers do. That's not just from me. I didn't pull that out of thin air. 4 out of 5 find a quality candidate the first day. How's that possible when you've been struggling to find someone for weeks, for months? Oh, I can't find the right one. Well, they narrow it down for you. I know when you post your job, there are going to be all kinds of people who want your job, but you don't have time. There's not enough hours in the day. You have a business to run. There aren't enough hours to sift through all that nonsense. ZipRecruiter does the sifting. They have matching technology. They'll identify the best ones, and they'll put it right in front of you fast, immediately. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse and try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll do some emails next.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. And you really need to tune in if you miss the Afghanistan versus India.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Afghanistan and India. Brought to you by Stinky Pete's Outhouses, flies included.
Jesse, we've spent days memorializing Charlie Kirk, and rightly so. He was a man to be honored greatly. We've seen an awakening in America. However, if we don't get off our religious butts and get to the polls in 2026, all this will be to no avail. Please start encouraging conservative Republicans not to just think the Democrat Party is dying because they will not give up. We must be strong in the polls in 2026. Well, this is something we talk about often, and we're going to be talking about it a lot leading up to the midterms. This is something we will always do on this show. Turn your anger into action. Turn your sadness into action, your resolve into action. And I am not dismissive of social media and the power of it. Social media is very, very powerful because the most powerful people in the world think it's powerful. Donald Trump, when he trashed Pam Bondi the other day publicly, did so, and he said it's because of responses on his social media account. The most powerful people in the world can hear your voice and do hear your voice. So it is powerful. However, that post on Facebook doesn't win elections. It can help. It can help shape the culture, change the culture. It can help. I'm not saying stop doing it. I'm not saying get off Instagram or whatever. Do your political activism there. But that's not the tackling and blocking that actually wins elections. When is your next election? When is it? Don't say the midterms, because that might not be it. For a lot of people, I would probably argue most people, that's not the next thing you get to vote on in your area. There are probably props, maybe school board elections, maybe local this, local that. And you know who knows about them? The communists in your area. because it's their religion. They are on the Secretary of State's website, not only jotting down every position available, every vote coming up. They are disseminating that information to all of their friends with instructions on what to do and who to vote for. Are you? The communist doesn't have some unique access to elections that you don't have. The communist just wants it. That's why they've been able to take so much power in a country where they should never have any power at all. They want it. We have to want it too. Get on your Secretary of State's website and not, don't just find out when the next election is. 5 friends, 10 friends. Shoot them a text. Talk about it this weekend. Talk about it tonight. Bring it up in Bible study when you're watching a football game. Bring it up when you're with neighbors, when you're at a youth sports event. Hey, see, we got a school board election. You'll find, by the way, that the normies in your life appreciate it more than they hate it. Maybe you've been hesitant. You don't want to be that annoying political person. I'm not sure, but you'll find people are interested. Hey, there's a school board election this Saturday. This guy, Bill, he's running. He's really great. And this other lady's a nutball. We got to get out this Saturday and vote for Bill. You'll find people will say, oh, I didn't know. What time? This Saturday? Be that person. Be that person. Dear tournament dictator, I'm not a dictator. I've gone with your vote most of the time. I have appreciated the Holy Grail Tournament of Tournaments. It has lived up to any March Madness I can remember. With that being said, it's been a rough couple weeks. I can really go for a Tiny Fingers history show. Are we going to be graced with one soon? All right. So I have, all right, I'll just bare my soul for you here. I've actually been feeling the same thing. In the wake of all this heaviness and assassinations and everything else, I've been kind of wanting to break out of it and do a history show for you. But I have been feeling the heaviness just like you have, right? I'm just a flesh and blood person just like you are, although I can read a menu better than you can, but we don't have to get into that. I'm just a flesh and blood person better than you are. And you know what I've been struggling with for a couple weeks now? Finding a history topic that I'm super into. Even ones that I've been traditionally into. I'm just kind of listless, I guess, when it comes to it. Isn't that a terrible thing? Listless? But I have found two that I'm considering. Not saying I'm doing it, but I'd say the next one's probably going to be one of these two. Either the Siege of Malta, we've had a lot of requests for the Siege of Malta, or the Rhodesian Bush War. People who are old enough will vaguely remember the Rhodesian Bush War. You know, Zimbabwe used to be Rhodesia, and that they fought this terrible war. What, Chris? What? Chris said, do Malta. Maybe I will do Malta. Maybe I'll do... All right, Jewish producer Chris, you can thank him. He has officially pushed me on the air. I will do you a history episode on the Siege of Malta. I don't know how long it will take me. I know a bit about it. I don't know how long it'll take me to get ready, but that's the direction I'm going, and I'm going to give you one, okay? I'm also going to give you this little tidbit. Gold hit another record. How many times have you heard me come on the radio and say, Gold hit another record? It keeps hitting records, and you keep sitting it out. Get some gold or silver in your retirement. It is an unstable world out there right now. Get some precious metals as part of your retirement, as a retirement fortification plan. That's what it does. It raises the floor. So if the bubble goes pop, you don't lose it all. Get some physical gold or silver in your hands. Gold Co., they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. They even give out a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. At least get that and read up on it. At least get that part of it. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. All right? All right. You know how communists lie about everything all the time? We have another great example of this in a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. All right, let's dig into this right away here. As we have discussed many times, the communist is a revolutionary. A Democrat is a revolutionary. Whether he's in the media or a librarian or a politician or a street animal, they are fighting a revolution to bring the country to its knees. They are not going to advertise that. But that's the goal. And so, a couple things. They will do anything to protect the revolution. Anything. And one of the things they do, one of the main things they do is lie. They are adamant about lying. Not even just tiny little shading of the truth, not bias. Huge, big, bold lies. You lie as hard as you can, as often as you can, because the truth of communism is always horrific. They have to lie. And in the wake of the assassination and with what's going on with Antifa, the communist is sensing the revolution is in danger. And of course, he's right. The communist revolution is very unpopular right now. So maybe you've seen this tactic, because people are now speaking out boldly against all the left-wing violence in this country that's been going on for years and years and years. The violence is coming from one side. There's a reason that it's only Republican politicians who have to stand behind bulletproof glass when they give speeches now. The bullets are coming from one side. Communists are violent. Communists believe violence is a necessary part of the revolution. They're totally okay with it. But again, you can't advertise that. If you're a Democrat politician or a scumbag media communist, you can't come out and say, well, I mean, I'm okay with violence. We should use it. That doesn't work. You have to lie. There's an article from The Federalist. I'm not going to get into too much of it, but the headline is the, quote, study you're citing about right-wing violence is full of fake data. Communists know they're violent. They know you are not. They also know that harms the revolution if that word gets out. So there's something called the Prosecution Project. The founder and executive director of this Prosecution Project is a guy named Michael Lodenthal. Don't worry about his name. It doesn't matter. Michael Lodenthal is his name, though. He is an open anarchist and Antifa-related researcher at the University of Cincinnati. He puts out a list of crimes. What do you think he included in the crimes? What do you think he didn't include against the crimes? You ever heard of John Reardon? He's a guy who made anti-Semitic threats against a synagogue and the Israeli consulate. John Reardon, you've never heard of him, doesn't matter, but they classified him as a right-winger. Why? Is he a MAGA hat-wearing guy? No, because he's, quote, identity-focused. He's a guy who hates Jews, and so they put him down as a guy who commits right-wing violence. You know what didn't get included in these studies? There's another, the Cato Institute, of course, because they're the biggest bunch of controlled opposition losers in the world. The Cato Institute put out something else too similar. You know what his criteria excluded for left-wingers? The two assassination attempts of Donald Trump. The study your liberal Aunt Peggy is going to cite when she comes in to watch football this Sunday and tells you that right-wingers are just as violent or more violent is full of fake data, because communists lie about everything at all times, constantly creating a world of make-believe in order to protect the revolution. Speaking of protecting the revolution, and speaking of violence, Antifa, the terror cells, the communist terror cells that have been operating in America for a very, very, very long time. You know what they do? They murder, they vandalize, they do all the horrible street animal things that Democrats want them to do. And that's actually the point of this. Remember, Democrats want this to happen. The reason you did not see widespread condemnation of Charlie Kirk's assassination is because Democrats view it as a good thing. They want you to be afraid for your welfare. They want Republican politicians afraid for their welfare. They like their street animals. Consider it, think of communist street animals like bodyguards. It's useful. You cross me, you might get hurt. You cross me, you might get hurt. They like them. For instance, Chuck Todd. You see, Donald Trump recently, I think it was yesterday, designated Antifa as a terrorist organization, which of course it is. But Antifa is really beneficial for Democrats. Chuck Todd came out after this and said this.
Where they're going to try to create a new classification for anybody on the left who opposes Trump as somehow a member of Antifa and a terrorist.
Yes.
Like, this is coming. I don't think there's any the problem. Like, I don't even know what Antifa is. I know what the definition.
I don't even know what Antifa is, which is interesting because back in 2017, Chuck Todd interviewed this guy.
Mark Bray, you are writing this book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. Explain this movement and its roots.
Mark Bray is a Dartmouth professor who has studied the Antifa anti-fascist movement. Antifa is a far-left political movement that argues it's necessary to confront hate groups, sometimes with force. Professor Bray.
Huh. So Chuck Todd does know what Antifa is. But if he knows what it is, why would he say this?
Where they're going to try to create a new classification for anybody on the left who opposes Trump as somehow a member of Antifa and a terrorist.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, this is coming. I don't think there's any the problem. Like, I don't even know what Antifa is.
Let's skip past all the dissembling, shall we? Chuck Todd knows what Antifa is, and Chuck Todd and the communists like Antifa. Antifa is a useful tool for them. Because violence is a useful tool for the communist, and he views it as a necessary tool. They've all written about it. All the long-established communists have written about how violence is necessary. Violence is necessary. We have to have violence to push the revolution forward. Antifa commits those acts of violence. Elite communists like Chuck Todd get to wash their hands of it. Now that Antifa is in trouble being designated a terrorist organization, Chuck Todd has to come out and act like it's some nameless, faceless group and very confusing. He doesn't even really know what it is. Chuck Todd is lying. The truth is Chuck Todd knows exactly what it is. He knows exactly what they do. He knows why they do it. And he wants them to do it. It's so hard for good people to understand that when Democrats see your shop get a brick thrown through the window, a Molotov cocktail chucked inside of it, and you getting your face bashed off the concrete, they like it. They look at that and they think to themselves, well, that's how the revolution has to go. We can't burn down the country without people getting hurt. There are going to be people hurt. There are going to be people murdered. There are going to be shops damaged and vandalized, and they view it as not even a necessary evil, just a necessary thing. It's part of it. Granted, in the end, as with every communist revolution, as soon as they're done taking total power, they'll take all the street animals out and shoot them and throw them in ditches. That's what Mao did with the Red Guard. As soon as the communist revolution, the Cultural Revolution was over there, he just took them all in the countryside and shot them all. But for now, they are necessary. Chuck Todd, Joe Biden, all of them, they know what Antifa is, and they like them. They're useful thugs. All right. Let's do a couple more emails before we do headlines. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Almost called it a Friday. Maybe I'm just in a Friday kind of a mood. I'm a Friday person, Chris. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So before I do a couple emails, I know what I'm about to say is not going to be popular. I understand that. But NASA says it's on track to send astronauts to the moon in 2026. Why? Could somebody please explain to me, and I mean, I need tangible things. Why are we going to the moon. What is the point? How does this in any way benefit me or you? Our what, Chris? What if there's valuable minerals? Okay, so they're going up there to mine? No, they're not, Chris. No, they're not. They're not going up there to mine. They're going to go up there, and it's going to be a couple photo ops, and I guarantee you it's going to be there's going to be the biggest DEI smorgasbord in the world of astronauts they can possibly find. Look, we have our first tranny on the moon, and I guarantee it's going to be something like that. I don't understand. Okay, we did it once before. I got it. I understand that. Big shout out to Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and all the well done. Well done. Happy and proud. I got it. Why do I care about the moon? I don't understand. You keep putting your head in your hands, Chris, like I'm a bad person. No one can explain to me why this is important. And when you get when you start talking about this, people will freak out and they'll start yelling you like stupid things like we wouldn't have Velcro. Okay, so all the billions of dollars we sunk into NASA was for Velcro? No one else would have come up with Velcro? Come on. What, Chris? What? It's a stepping stone before we go to Mars. Okay. Why do I want to go to Mars? No, I do know what's out there, Chris. A horrible environment where human beings are not supposed to live. That's why you can't breathe. That's why it's 8,000 degrees or it's 8,000 degrees below zero. An environment that is not made for human beings. Why do I care about Mars? Why? What? You said neither was Antarctica, but I love the Antarctic expeditions. Antarctica does have resources. That's one. Two, Antarctica is part of the Earth. It's part of the planet that God gave us. I don't give a crap about Mars. I don't care. And I don't care that much about the moon. I understand the moon serves functions. It's not like I want the moon to disappear or something like that. I'm happy the moon is where it is. Thank you, Lord, for the moon. Much appreciated. I just don't know why. What does this do for me? What is it? What does it do? It doesn't. It's not a peak to conquer, Chris. It's been conquered. It was conquered in the 60s. But the peak has been conquered. Okay, I got it. I don't know. I don't understand. Dear Oracle McBronco, listen, I love rainbows, and I'm not ashamed of it. When I was a kid, my favorite college football uniforms were the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors. My question is, how do we take back the rainbow from the LGBTQ Air Force people who stole it from us? It's BS. You can't just hijack a beautiful, natural occurring phenomenon and force people to think about the method. Oh, I can't read that part. Anyway, well, I agree with you. And remember, they didn't take the rainbow by accident. The rainbow, of course, is what? After God flooded the earth, killed everybody, but Noah and the boys, God said, hey, I'm never going to do that again. This is a promise to you that I'm never going to do that again. Boom, he gives us rainbows. So it's part of the biblical tradition. Chris, even with you people, it's part of the what? It's part of the biblical tradition. Did you think they took it by accident? That's why they took it. Taking something wonderful, a gift, really, and twisting it up. That's why they took it. I agree. Should take it back. Don't have to give it up. Absolutely not. You know what you have to give up? Your pain. That's what you have to give up. You don't have to live with your pain. You don't. Relief Factor is here to make sure your pain is temporary. I know you've already told yourself that it's going to be forever, that you always have it, that your foot is always going to hurt, that you're never going to be able to go running again, that you can't. Try Relief Factor before you give up something you love. All I'm asking is that you try it. They sell 3 weeks of it for $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. It's 100% drug-free. You take it every day. It will build up in your system, and the pain will get turned down and down and down until it's off. And if it doesn't work for you, just don't order anymore. I'm not asking for a lifetime commitment. I'm asking for $19.95. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. All right? All right. Don Lemon didn't enjoy that Charlie Kirk memorial.
That wasn't just about a man who died. This was about a...
Speaking of rainbows.
That wasn't just about a man who died. This was about a movement claiming divine permission to rule. Can I get a witness? It was a revival meeting wrapped in a memorial, a political rally dressed as church. What we saw in that arena was not simply faith-finding public expression. It was religious nationalism on full display. That is the truth. That is my truth. The language was unmistakable. Take the nation back for God. Restore America's covenant. This is a holy calling. That's what it sounded like. This is not the language of democracy. This is the language of domination. And when politicians wrap themselves in scripture, they are not calling us to virtue. They are demanding submission.
Weird how Don Lemon was so threatened by all that. Huh. Bunch of people coming together, mourning together, singing songs. Weird how he thought that was a big threat.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Leftist student group planned Nerf gun event to shoot political figures. Yeah, young Democrats are violent. Newsom signs anti-ICE bill banning federal law enforcement from wearing masks. Yeah, this is Gavin Newsom running for president. Gavin Newsom can't pass a state law banning federal officers from wearing masks. This isn't going to do anything at all. This is Gavin Newsom trying to put notches on the belt so he can be the Democrat nominee. Netherlands, Hungary push to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization. Yeah, that organization Chuck Todd says doesn't exist. Did you know they're international, quite international? Been hurting people for a very long time. No clear path forward as government shutdown looms. Gosh, that's exciting stuff. At War Department, shaving waivers are out and clean-shaven faces in. Gotta feel bad for the Italian women. NATO nations should shoot down Russian aircraft breaching their airspace. That's according to Trump. The Russia-Ukraine thing doesn't appear to have ended in 24 hours. I am going to end the show right now because we have to come back tomorrow energized and ready to continue our tournament and to have some more fun. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.